Loyal listeners, if you are interested in an ad-free version of this podcast, as well as getting some bonus content in the form of a couple posts a week, as well as some bonus podcast content from Shane and I, make sure you head over and support the Patreon at patreon.com/ndtechs and join new patrons Connor H. and Matt A. Thank you all for your continued support.
Since we are the loyal sons, we'll get them on the run, boys. We got them on the run. Yes, we are the loyal sons. We'll get them on the run, boys. We got them on the run.
Well, hello and welcome to HLS Peacock. Oh, we finally did it, kind of. I'm still disappearing, kind of. Oh, well, whatever. Anyways, we are here, we are live, and everything that implies. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call that ND Tex. And as always, you can subscribe to this shit show of a podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever else we get our podcasts at. Here on twitch.tv/herloyalsuds, Discord, herloyalsuds.com/discord. And of course, you can always find us at herloyalsuds.com. And with that said, I bring in the ever patient Shane. Shane, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. Still on board with this team. Definitely not sitting out the rest of the year, so we're good.
Now focusing on only at Notre Dame would we have a player say, I'm focusing to graduate. And and look, I'll give Lawrence Keys this. He's doing 18 hours. I did that as a football manager, and yo, that ain't fun.
Yeah,
that's rough, man. When you have the extra hours and everything, that's freaking rough. I'll go ahead and give the hat tip. I'm sure he's going to be transferring. But now's a good time to catch up on all the other news because we are going to try to do somewhat of a serious preview to start these things off. We got a lot of updates on injuries. Blake Fisher is out for 8 weeks. So that means in both real life and the sim, you will see Michael Carmody take over for him, which that's a little bit scary, to say the least. We are all looking forward to Fisher anchoring down the left side of that line.
It's a little scary. But he was a freshman. He played maybe a couple more than double digit snaps. You know, Carmody... We have to trust. There's also a badass picture of Carmody, stunting on some defensive player from Florida State during the last game where he's just, towering over him. Yeah, it was a really good picture that was taken of him just kind of planting some dude on his back and him standing over him being like, you're welcome. So maybe it'll work out, but yeah, it's a tough blow.
Nice. Yeah, well, I mean, look, if there's one thing Notre Dame has done well, it is recruit the big boys, so we need that to continue. And on the defensive side on the ball, Shane Simon... the injury was as bad as we feared. He is out for the season. Moala, now that I can actually am sober and can pronounce names, so apologies to him last week. That threw me for a loop, man. The dyslexia of my usual, I can't pronounce names. I'm just like, this is too much right now. I've had too much to drink.
Yeah, that's too much overlapping sound. La, la, la.
Yeah, that was too much sound. He tore his other Achilles. Like, what? Yeah, I mean, that's just so awful fucked. Luck. So he's down and out now. Xavier Watts, accordingly, has moved to linebacker, which... All right, let me just say this. You recruited a wide receiver that is stout enough to play linebacker? Like, oh, holy shit.
The thing is, I don't think he's stout. he's all of, 6'2", 195. He's slight. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure after this week... He won't be as much in the discussion because, again, he's a converted wide receiver who they're expecting to play this week. But apparently it's because Botello isn't available. I don't know what to make of the words not available. What does that even mean?
If you want my opinion, and ND Gal just asked this in the chat, and even though it is subscriber only for the stream, we're still getting people to, they'll be hearing this on the pod. We're not that cruel. Mm-hmm. We can only take our bits so far, even in our last season.
Of course.
What I'm interpreting it as is COVID, because Brian Kelly said specifically that there will be times where I say, this player is not available, you'll see they're not even dressed or they will not have traveled, and you'll be able to figure it out. Because he cannot, since Notre Dame is a private university, they cannot actually disclose COVID. And now, since it is not the super pandemic situation, you know, we're kind of like in you know, pandemic light right now, even mm-hmm. though it's not really light, to say the least, especially in the area I'm in right now. So that's my guess, is I don't think there's any of the suspension stuff or things that were rumored earlier that have been well debunked. And it was interesting because Botello was the player in question when Brian Kelly made that statement that if somebody's not available, I will let you know. And if it's COVID, I can't specifically say, yeah, well, he has COVID. They're on a COVID list. But considering, so if it is COVID, that means he should be available for next week. And we had one other player. Logan Diggs is back from that list. I forget the other one off the top of my head, and I did not take the note. I knew I forgot something because we have one more that is out. But that is what we're looking for. I will go look that up because I did save that up here on the HLS feed. But, yeah, it's quite a lot of injuries on the Notre Dame side. Not exactly what you want right off the bat. Kevin Bauman, tight end, is out for 6 weeks as well. He fractured a fibula. Let's see, where else we got here? I know it's here somewhere. Where are you? Ah, there we go. It was Sebo Flemister. Sebo is out as well. He is on that non-available list.
Unavailable.
And as soon as I find it, ND Gal is here to save me in the chat, so I appreciate it. But yeah, that's what we're looking at right now. Very
fucking
weird
week
situation.
Week 2, and we are down so many players.
Yeah,
oh, man.
It's interesting how all this shook out. We went from, man, the linebackers have a lot of depth, to, wow, we moved a receiver over there. Now we're not worried about receivers as much, but damn, Lawrence Keys left, and now Xavier Watts flipped over. It's all feeling weird right now. So you hope this means that the freshmen are able and ready to play. And Brian Kelly said both Lorenzo Styles and Deion Colsey were ready to go as much as possible. So, I mean, we're going to see. The proof is going to be in the pudding. And Notre Dame's going to look to get back on track with Toledo. Obviously, we're not going to recap again the horrors that FSU almost became. We had plenty of those as is.
No.
But Shane, I don't know about you. I'm looking for both the sim we're about to fire up and Notre Dame as a whole to really, really bounce back here.
Yeah, I expect the home opener to be, this is your opportunity. You may give up some points, but this is your opportunity, ideally, to exert your will as an offense. Like, you prove that you can put up 41 points against Florida State. Not that there's some incredible stout defense, but you can put up 41 on Florida State. You should be replicating that, if not better, against Toledo at home.
Yeah, Toledo, I mean, based on the depth chart, they kind of employ a little bit of a funky defense. They list some of their defensive ends as linebackers, which apparently Isaiah Foskey was very much a part of, which explained the three-man front, because Foskey was off the line at some point.
So was Adam Lola, but okay.
To say the least. But the talent for Toledo, at least as far as NCAA is concerned, and I'm going to use that for the preview here, since I ran out of time to do my homework. You got two studs, Toledo studs, on the defensive line in Jamal Hines and Deshaun Johnson, which are lined up over the left side of the line, which is now a legitimate concern for the Irish and how Cromartie is going to catch up. And, of course, you have Zeke Correll, who did just fine, but still a little bit undersized. And we saw against Florida State with Jermaine Johnson, that got a little nightmarish, to say the least. So that's going to be another matchup to take a look at.
Yeah, I was listening earlier. Tim Priester was mentioning that Toledo has had the best MAC recruiting class for the past 5 straight years, the highest rated recruiting class. And weirdly, a stat only COVID could engineer, they return the top 20 tacklers on their defense.
Yeah, they return basically everybody. I mean, they're full of super seniors and people taking red shirts. There's not a whole lot of turnover on this roster. I mean, I think maybe one person may have left, according to Phil Steele, if I remember. So they brought everybody back. They are very good by MAC standards. And that's not to really, you know, diss them or diss the MAC. It's really just to make the point that Notre Dame still has the vastly more talented roster, But this isn't Bowling Green walking into town or anything like that. This team will have a pulse. And if Notre Dame falls asleep at the wheel and Marcus Freeman finds some new weird shit to do, hold on to your butts, to say the least. Yeah.
Aside from Ohio, like, this is the definition of Maction right here. Oh, Toledo.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully the Maction involves some good stuff. But why don't you say, Shane, let's get involved in some Simption? That work?
Simaction. Simaction.
There we go. This is what y'all paid for. Okay, well, without further ado, Shane, I say we get this sucker fired up.
Let's do it.
There we go. It helps when I find the right buttons. Oh, man. I'm still catching up. I'm still trying to get things going. But here come the Irish back at home in front of the home field fans at long, long last. Shane, I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what the defense has an opportunity to put together, especially, I'm sure we're all looking, Kyle Hamilton. I mean, Jesus, they're going to pass the ball. So,
yeah, they have to pass the ball, and they're going to have to deal with Kyle. So we'll see what ends up happening on that end. And it is, I forgot to set the time, so it's now a beautiful night at Notre Dame Stadium.
Nice. I love it. I love it. Toledo, honored with a night home opener.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the night home opener, everybody. All right. The ball is kicked away. The Irish will receive as Toledo deferred. Coming out of the end zone is Tyree across the 25 to the 30 to the 35. Quite a nice start there for the Irish.
All right. So we got Kyren Williams coming in as our first highlighted impact player. I don't know, man. 35-yard return. I feel like it's going to be an interestingly chill day maybe on offense.
Cohen starts in the two tight end set, sends one out wide, hands off to Williams, who gets hit behind the line, breaks two tackles, but cannot break the third and loses 4 yards.
Okay, well, so there goes that theory. Off to the first running play, it loses 4 yards. Cool.
Yeah, and that was just a plain beat there on the right side of the line. Josh Lugg got beat by his man there.
It's gonna have to be something they fix this game because they need to establish the run after last week.
Five wide drink. Back to pass is Cone. Complete to Avery Davis over the middle for 18-yard gain, almost at midfield.
About time they got Avery Davis involved. I mean, I'm sure he'll be more involved, but, you know, after he wasn't targeted, his backup fucking left the team, so it's good that he's getting targeted.
Like, he ain't getting any passes. I ain't getting any. Hell of this.
Exactly.
Three wide for the Irish. Cone in the backfield. Hands off to Williams on a counter, who breaks the first tackle over the line and gets 5 yards. So a little much better there. An actual hole. That helps.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more they pound it, the more they force the issue, eventually, you know, they'll have their way. They just need to really try to do their part to run the ball if they can.
And another empty set. This time we have Mayer coming in motion across the field. So we got four receivers and Michael Mayer out there. Back to pass. And Cone lofts it deep. And a jump ball almost brought down by Avery Davis.
Yeah, should have been. He was the only one that got hands on it. So.
Yeah, and he was the only one that jumped on the jump ball. The Toledo defender was not ready. Two backs, but Cone is back to pass. Over the middle and complete this time to Avery Davis, who pulls off a magic trick to get that 12-yard reception.
He's feeling Avery Davis today. I guess he's making up for it, telling Lawrence Keys, because you should have stayed.
Yeah, so that's Davis's second reception of the game. Three wide. And another handoff to Williams, but he is hit immediately at the line. Not even Nate Gibbon on that tackle.
Nate Gibbon. It feels like, man, the offensive line just has not been able to get consistent push. And this is Toledo.
Play action here. Throwing off his back foot for some reason is Cone. And Davis gets another reception, but this time for no yards on the short pass.
I'm offended by what I just saw. It's terrible.
Well, they're on the Toledo 35, but it is 3rd and 10. We'll see if they can convert another 3rd down. 4 wide for the Irish. Cone back to pass. Throws over the middle to a wide open receiver, and that's a touchdown for Lorenzo Styles, baby.
Yeah, this is going to be a number that I think, whether we, you know, want to move past the drama immediately with Lawrence Keys or not, this week, you know, when you are forced to access Peacock, 21 is going to be a number that we're going to be seeing, I think, a lot of, because I think Brian Kelly's, like, being quiet about it, but he's really excited about what Lorenzo Styles can do.
Yeah, and like he said, they are game ready, and I think he about proved it there. Extra point by Dora is up and good. And Notre Dame will get ready to kick this one off. Kez Stewart and Devin Maddox back to receive, but this will not be returnable as Toledo will take a knee. And we'll get to see the Rockets offense for the first time, led by Carter Bradley, a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah, let's see what the chaos of this defense cooks up.
Well, they have five up at the line.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
And it's a handoff, and there comes Drew White for a two-yard loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was a handoff just to avoid the sack, but I mean, it was the same basic effect. They know they went nowhere.
It's kind of like what we saw at the beginning of Florida State. Notre Dame offensive line just massively there, massively ready to go.
Okay.
A little faint play action there, but it ends up being a sack. And that is MTA on the sack.
Yeah, he faked the run. He play actioned to himself, to no one, and then just, I'm running towards MTA. Oh, shit, he's right there. Never mind. And then his corpse stayed floating in the air for a bit until he was finally down.
Yeah, which is, wow, that was very, very weird. All right. Yeah, I do need to listen to more Inside the Garage. I need more time. That's my problem. I want to listen to the boys do the podcasting thing.
Back gotta
to
get him.
Toledo over the middle, and Bryce Mitchell gets the reception, but not before he's taken down. Mm-hmm. And shushing his own crowd is the Notre Dame team.
Everyone shut the fuck up. We're tackling.
That is a 3-and-out for Toledo, so a great start right now for the Irish. Oh, the punt is dropped, but it is picked up. Oh, my dear Lord.
Wow. Like
Chris Tyree
Chris.
Was back there to get the punt, and it was a mess.
And then he hurdled them. You ain't doing shit. Pick up the ball.
Oh, my. And a handoff here.
Redemption.
Williams off to the left side. 4-yard gain for Kyron.
I love how he anticipated contact and had his hand up for a good 2-3 yards and then just went down immediately.
3 wide for the Irish. Code hands off again. And Williams gets through the line, breaks the tackle, and he gets a 3-yard gain. 3rd and 4 upcoming for the Irish.
Maybe it's just me with a little bit of lag, but they seem slow to, like, get the fucking play going.
They have been. I mean, that definitely took its time to snap that one. A little bit quicker here. And over the middle to Davis. That is just on the marker for a first down. I think that was
barely
a generous spot. We'll take it.
Oh, boy.
Davis definitely been the favorite receiver. That's his 4th reception in the game. Back to pass with 4 wide as Cone. Throws it deep and it's complete.
Oh,
that is
easy.
To Kevin Austin. He's across the 20 before he's taken down. A 38-yard gain.
They did not make Kevin Austin very fast in this game. He definitely would have burned that defender in real life.
And he was as open as you can.
10 yards on his ass.
Play. Very, very nice there. And Cone has 2 wide, 2 tight. And off to Williams.
Okay.
8-yard gain.
All right. I mean, again, it's just slow developing run plays, like slow draws, counters, weird shit. I mean, you can probably run it up their gut.
I appreciate the follows that are coming in. Hand off. Cone passes it. Dumps to Tyree. Sends a stiff arm for a touchdown.
Beautiful
fighting
pass
for every yard there. A 12-yard TD for Chris Tyree.
That's the 2-back set shit right there. You saw that? They faked the handoff to Kyron Williams and just split Tyree out wide. That was fucking perfect.
So, Shane, we're already having a lot of fun here. I think our attempt at sub-only mode failed.
Probably.
Probably. Like any good joke at HLS, it didn't work. Zor kicks away. I got the chat in sub-only mode. And for those that are in the chat that are new here, I'm trying to do a bit since this game's on Peacock. I swear I don't hate you. I'm trying to run this joke to the ground.
Yeah. We joked at the beginning of before the show recorded that this here is called Her Loyal Shit Show. So welcome to the party. Yeah.
And a huge blitz coming by the defense, and it gets home, and the ball is picked off.
Intercepted.
Houston Griffith gets the INT.
I mean, they gave it to them. I mean, why would you throw that ball into triple coverage with two receivers crashing into one another? Like, yikes.
Because he was getting hit by about three different defenders behind the line. So Notre Dame takes over on the Toledo 40 after the quick one-play drive. Looking to extend this to a three-score lead. Williams gets the ball and gets forward for 4 yards. They're loving that little counterplay there.
I'm telling you, it's just, it's not, I mean, I'm sure they're getting away with it. I mean, it's Toledo, but it's not what the running attack should be. I mean, Kyron Williams can do one cuts and shit. Like, he needs to get speed. He needs to get going downhill.
That just goes straight downhill over to the left side of the line. That opens up a gigantic hole for 8 yards.
Yep. Do it again.
So that is another first down. Ball is down the Toledo, call it the 28-yard line. A read option, coming with the wheels! 7-yard gain.
Works in the sim.
It's beautiful. Boy. Absolutely beautiful right there. Notre Dame now knocking on the door of the red zone as they go with an empty set. Five wide. Lindsey comes in motion. Jet sweep. Lindsey's got some room. And he gets 8 yards. Look at that. Running with Lindsey.
They're loving this little, like, just thinking. I mean, this is the time to just try whatever the fuck you want. Right? It's just Toledo. They're just going to hope to stay in it.
I mean, Notre Dame did show that look against Florida State, so it's not like it's completely out of the realm of possibility. Cone passes the end zone. Touchdown. Oh, Gavin Austin dropped it.
He had it. He palmed it. Ah.
Oh, man. I thought for sure that was another Notre Dame touchdown. Austin drops it. Now a two tight end set here for the Irish. 2:10 left to go in the first. Cone is in trouble and gets sacked.
He
is lucky he held on to the ball. That blitz got home immediately. Deshaun Johnson gets credit for the sack.
Yeah, that was just, I mean, you saw Kyron floating. He missed his assignment. He was off to the right-hand side. He didn't come back in time.
There was a lot of panic there. So now the ball is pushed back to the 20, trips over to the right for Cone. He's back to pass, and now he gets rid of it, throws it to the end zone. And a jump ball. This does not work. Joe Wilkins was the intended receiver, and now Notre Dame will have to settle for a, looks like we got a 38-yard field goal upcoming. Dort's kick is away. Dort again remains nails, making the 38-yarder. Well, it looked like a touchdown, but Notre Dame settles for three, but points are points. 17-0 after the interception, Notre Dame leads. This kick is returnable across to the 20, goes Stewart. About a 23-yard return. The defense so far only giving up 2 yards. Be very nice if y'all keep that up.
I mean, so far, right? Whatever they're doing is working.
Three-man front, drink. Three wide out for Toledo. This ball will be handed off, and quickly does Kyle Hamilton fill the gap up the middle. Kobach only gets 3 rushing yards. Second and 7 for Toledo on their own 24-yard line. 23. Hand off to Kobach again. He's able to find a seam, runs over Houston Griffith, and gets a 9-yard gain.
Bryant Kobach. For a second, I was like, Ben Koyak. No, but yeah, they finally got their first down.
First down of the game. Three wide for Toledo. Jet sweep.
Smash.
Breaks a tackle behind the line. And brought down finally by Griffith is Bryce Mitchell. So we see two jet sweeps today. That usually doesn't happen.
I mean, now we're just waiting for screens, right? That's the next one.
Four wide. Back to pass. Over the middle, I am surprised that got through, but Isaiah Winstead gets the ball from Carter Bradley.
Yeah, you have to figure the offense for Toledo is going to get something going, but...
Hey, all of a sudden we switch to the three-man front, and here we go again. Ball is handed off, but this time that three-man front gets in, and Heinisch absolutely busts up the run by Kobach, a two-yard loss.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you're expecting to see. This is, you know, three tacklers in the backfield blowing up their fucking offensive line. It shouldn't be too competitive.
Too tight set. Notre Dame showing five rushers at the line. And, oh, the speed option. Went for the pitch, man, but thankfully Bradley only gets 3 yards.
It looked like Drew White was 15 and gained three.
Yeah. Say Kobach is white in real life. Well, we're not responsible for the rosters, but that's pretty funny.
Whoops. Did they fall start? Oh, no, the quarter ended.
No, the quarter is come to an end. Notre Dame 17, Toledo nothing, as we will flip sides of the field. So a little nice and comfortable so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing that you're, you know, I would not expect to sweat this home opener. This is what you would expect to see.
Five wide for the other side, drink. Back to pass, almost picked off. Ramon Henderson on the coverage, nearly got his first interception of his career. Toledo will have to punt just being on the wrong side of midfield. The kick is away.
Oh, look at that.
A little short. Received on the 10 by Tyree, and he gets to the 19.
Yeah, I mean, fine.
And Notre Dame and Cone will come out. Four wide, three over to the right side of Cone. He is back to pass. Almost got hit at the delayed blitz, but Avery Johnson gets a little bit, almost looked like a delayed screen for 5 yards.
It was almost like he was just kind of trailing out of the backfield as an option, but Jack Cone fully had to check down. He had pressure in the face.
Second and five, Cone, speed option for whatever reason. Burn that play for the love of God. 3 yard loss. Jamal Hines on the tackle.
But, like, why? Just anyone? Why?
It is. The head scratching plays are in the sim, too. You can't avoid them. Back to pass his Cone. Throws it over the middle, and it falls harmlessly incomplete. So the first three and out for the Irish there is they will have to kick it away the first drive that doesn't get points.
I'm going to call that one just the Irish kind of beating themselves.
Yeah,
that
was easily.
Play calling just was a shit show.
Bramble put is away. Stewart gets this just inside his 35, goes across midfield. Actually, that is Devin Maddox, excuse me, on the punt return. Mm-hmm. Need to make a note here. I flip-flopped my flip chart. I screwed up.
What? No.
The more I try to prepare, the worse it gets, people. Right on midfield is Toledo. Too tight, too wide over to the right. And this ball's handed off and going to the right. And Heinisch comes from behind and picks up Kobach. 2 yard loss, or 2 yard gain, excuse me.
It's weird, man. Like, you keep seeing the defensive line easily penetrate into the backfield. The problem is like, they're not finishing their tackles. Either that or they're running right past the ball carrier. It's just like, what are they?
And on the three-man front, Kobach again goes forward for a 3 yard gain. Third and two. Ball is on the Irish 42. First time Toledo's made a trip across midfield. Three wide. Three down linemen. Taking all the time in the world. Now they snap the ball. Kobach gets the handoff. Easily beats the three-man front for 13 yards.
Yeah. Toledo's being like, we watched the FSU game.
I know. It looks strangely familiar, doesn't it, everybody? Well, Freeman pulls his head out of his ass and puts four men down there. Back to pass. Bradley throws it over the middle and it is complete to McKenzie Lewis for the 4 yard reception. McKinley Lewis, excuse me, not McKenzie.
Denzel McKinley Lewis. Damn.
That's a hell of a name.
That is a football ass name.
Four wide for Toledo. And
they're just running the same play over and over again.
This time it's Joaquin Stewart that gets his first handoff. He gets the first down after a 6 yard gain brought down by Foskey.
Toledo in the red zone.
This does feel like a familiar script. I don't like it. read option. No. Bradley pulls it down, and he has a first down. 12-yard gain. This is fucking FSU all over again.
He just weaved himself through four defenders.
Oh, okay. Man.
All right.
Unbelievable. Ball is at the 7-yard line. Another this time the speed option goes nowhere. Three people in on the tackle, but Tariq Racy finally cleans it up for his first TFL of the night.
I mean, as soon as he saw number nine is, I can't remember off the top of my head, but as soon as number nine penetrated, he was just like, I'm going backwards. I'm turning left. Fuck this. Justin Adam Miller.
Bradley passes almost picked off.
Should have been.
Clarence Lewis looked like he had the jump on it, but he stopped Jawan Newton. I love the spelling of these names. Like it's just all name shit. It is so beautiful. Trips over to the left for Bradley. He also has Kobach to his left. Back to pass. Running out of time. Throws left, but it's picked off by Bracy.
That's a bad idea.
He had the touchdown.
Bracy, you had the pick six. Step in bounds, you fuckface.
Whatever. Take the pick. Kill the points. Kill the points. That's what matters, right? Kill the points.
He did kill the points, so Notre Dame keeps the shutout intact and will take over on their own 10-yard line.
Now run it.
Home back to pass with strips over to the right, left, excuse me, and passes there. Lindsey gets his first reception for a 1-yard gain.
Yeah, just too much work for one fucking yard, man. Come on. These athletes can't. Just stretch them out, man. Like, put them downfield. See what happens.
You're killing your own home crowd, guys.
Single safety. Now.
And play action. And safety got
for
burned.
Sure.
Braden Lindsey got overthrown just slightly, lays out for the 38-yard reception.
Hey, hit him in stride, man. They were playing single high safety, no fucking help. Like, they were trying to do that shit man on man. Like, there's no chance.
Honestly, did he have to die for that? He may have just been able to jump up and get it.
Yeah, he could have.
And then he would have been gone. But regardless, Notre Dame pushes it to their own 48, four wide. Cone hands off after the long play. Williams bounces to the outside, breaks the tackle, gets a first down. Across to the 40 after the 15-yard gain.
There we go.
And that 15-yard gain is the longest of the night.
Good of the season?
Downfield by Austin. Of the season, too, yeah. About felt like you tripled the rush total.
Yeah, right, shit.
Never mind. Hands it
running
off.
That counter
Williams,
again.
He is fighting. He feeling it. He is feeling it. 5-yard gain.
Yeah, I'm sure Williams was like, just give me the rock, man. Just get that shit to me.
Well, and we were talking about the left side of the line with Fisher out, but that is primarily where all these runs have been coming from. I'm already stepping in just fine. Cohen back to pass.
Get rid of it.
Throws it away. I don't know why, because Austin was open.
Yeah, he's getting rid of it. Knew it.
Dumbed. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he ran out of the end zone.
Yeah, my team did something stupid while I was calling the play. Damn it, Dallas. Cone back to pass. Complete over the middle to Lindsey, who shucks the defender. And we got a flag on the play.
Dropping the passer?
What?
What?
Lindsey, Avery Davis got called.
I have never.
BK is dropping F-bombs on the sideline.
I have
third
never.
Third and 15. Thank you for the sub. Arditch. I think that's as close as I can get to it. Code back to pass. It is complete to Lindsey, and he makes up for the pass interference by his teammate with a 16-yard reception and an Notre Dame first down.
ARNDTJC. Yeah, I have never in my life seen this game call offensive fucking pass interference. Like, you just don't see
it. That's a first. That is a first.
Oh, God.
Four wide for the Irish inside the Toledo 30. And the pass is complete to Wilkins over the middle. And again, Cone has gotten a pass to just about everybody. The only receiver that does not have one on this step chart is Deion Colsey.
Okay. We'll get there.
Three wide, two backs. Hand off to Tyree, who gets dropped for a loss. Third and four coming up.
All right. Straight downhill running, please, if we're going to run it. Or just, throw it to fucking Michael Mayer.
who, let's see if he's on even on the field right now.
Nope.
No, he's not.
Is he?
Two backs, nope. Three wide. Oh, but
okay,
this is
running
a
screen
set up beautifully, and Chris Tyree will get the 6-yard gain.
Third and four screens,
a little weird.
Whenever they run the screen, they always run outside, man. If they just cut in.
Three wide. This time, Mayer is involved, but he's blocking for Williams, who shucks the defender off the line, breaks
two.
Another tackle, but we had yet holding. Another flag on the play.
Holding. Oh!
Clipping.
Okay.
By Michael Mayer.
God! God damn it. Mike is going to be... Oh, dude, he's got to be so fucking mad. He's like, man, the interview questions this fucking week. God damn it.
Oh, Christ.
Look at the matchup at the top of the screen.
What matchup?
Come on.
There's nobody there, but they hand it off. Tyree just has a rocket on his ass. He goes forward for 9 yards.
Look who just... Lorenzo Styles was just walking into the end zone. Okay, all right.
Second and 12. Irish are back in the red zone.
There's Mayer. There's Bauman.
The Mayer goes in motion over to the left. Pass goes to Bauman, and
dropped.
It is incomplete. Third and 12 coming up.
Buddy. Tight ends and third down hands.
Four wide for the Irish on third and 12. Ball on the Toledo 16. Back to pass.
Launch it.
Finally getting rid of it. Avery bails him out. That looked like a pick.
Yeah.
I don't think that pass was intended for him, but he got 6 yards anyway.
No, he went back
the field
and helped
goal
him
easier.
Out. Yeah.
About a 20, 21-yard attempt here by Doerr. I'll give him 21 yards on this. After making a 38-yarder earlier, it looks like he's going to lead the clock. Yeah, as we have only 1:20 left in the half, so we could take time, take a little bit of a breath as we got about 10 seconds left on the play clock. And well, it looks like I would have seen some of this 2-minute drill as we get to halftime for the Cowboys, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Kick is up, kick is away. The kick is good. Notre Dame 20, Toledo nothing after the second field goal by Doerr on the evening.
All right. Still, the shutout continues. Let's preserve it.
Kick is away by Doerr. This one will not be returned. 1:04 left in the half for Toledo. Shotgun formation, one tight end, three wide. And they're going to wave the white flag and hand the ball off. Foskey knocks Kovac for no yards, and Toledo calls a timeout.
I think that was
AI
Brian
in this
Kelly.
Game, man.
That was Brian Kelly.
That is some priceless shit right there. Well, five wide, four to the right of Bradley, and he throws a drag route to Kovac for just a 2-yard gain.
Cool.
And Notre Dame called a timeout there. 56 seconds left. Now a handoff to Kovac, who is stuffed for a 4-yard gain, and BK calls a second timeout.
Yeah, Toledo's quarterback currently has 29 passing yards and 2 interceptions.
it's not great.
Eek. Oh, this is a
return. Tyree takes this. Oh, and he gets clothesline after 5 yards.
Oh, is that bad?
Yeah, that's rough. 78 total yards for Toledo so far. 259 for the Irish. Winning in yard points, winning in actual points, winning in just about every pass of the game, and no fucks, 5 wide.
Fuck them.
With 47 seconds left, Cohn is back to pass, throws it deep. It is complete to Lindsey, who gets hit immediately after a 30-yard gain.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He got, like, hit as he caught it. Like, almost clipped, 5 wide again.
Still going.
Short pass over the middle, but it is dropped. I did not see who the receiver was on
Avery
that
Davis.
One. It was Avery Davis with the drop. Okay.
5
wide
still.
Again for the Irish.
Nope. Going to the right.
And he's got a lot of time, just Cohn.
Oh,
and another drop by Davis. Goodness.
Yeah. That was a bit risky, though. He was just sitting flat-footed, and the defender could have read that, you know.
Mm. 32 seconds left. One timeout. Third and 10 on the Toledo 31. Back to pass
it,
is Cohn. Throws it to the end zone. Almost picked off.
Oof. Yeah, that was not an ideal fade. to be honest. That was like...
No, that was bad. Now we got a 48-yard field goal attempt upcoming. Doors kick is up. And it is good.
Ooh.
From 38 to 21 and 48. Dora has 9 of the Irish 23 points. Notre Dame 23, Toledo nothing.
Yeah.
With 23 seconds left to go in the half.
23 nothing with 23 seconds. A little disappointing that they started with 2 touchdowns and ended up with 3 field goals in a row. But, you know, it's again, like, this is one of those games where you're going to sit there and not really probably look back and wonder what happened, you know, the missed opportunities. This is going to be like the how much did they cover by?
Batch passes Bradley. He gets hit, and there is a wide open man out there. That's Stewart. And he is off to the races and is tripped up at the 40. Waquez Stewart is at the Notre Dame 40 with by far the longest pass play and play period of the game.
It was a sellout blitz. The corner was gone. Like, yeah, bad call.
Damn it, Marcus. Well, that was much different. A quick 2-yard pitch to McKinley Lewis. And
it was a 3-yard pitch, and then he went backwards.
Yeah, for another yard. Second and 8 in Irish territory. 10 seconds left.
They're going for it.
And he is sacked, is Bradley. A lot of people in on that one.
They call the timeout?
Yep, they called the timeout with 5 seconds left.
We would like him to die.
Third and 16.
Pressure.
Bradley dances around. Heaves it to the end zone. Almost picked off.
All right.
Cam Hart was on coverage, and that will be the half.
Oof.
So after the first half, all Notre Dame in this one. Notre Dame 23, Toledo 0. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get a deeper insight into the Notre Dame football program from somebody that lived it as both a player as well as in the inside of the athletic department, we suggest picking up a copy of If These Walls Could Talk, Stories from Notre Dame Fighting Irish Sideline, Locker Room, and Press Box by none other than Reggie Brooks himself. Reggie will dive into everything from his time playing under Lou Holtz all the way up to the experiences of watching Brian Kelly lead today's Fighting Irish. And we are happy to extend a 25% offer off the book just by going to herloyalsons.com/book. Make sure you use the code WALLSND25, that's WALLSND25, when you make your order. Again, head over to herloyalsons.com/book, use the code WALLSND25, and enjoy a great addition to your Notre Dame football library.
All right, we are back in the second half, and Dora is here ready to kick it away. And this is all the way in the back of the end zone. And that'll be a touchback. Notre Dame, save for one play, has been pretty freaking spectacular on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they may not end up giving up more than 200 yards in the game, unless Toledo does something insane.
Well, we'll see if the insanity hits and we have a repeat of FSU fuckery. But at least we see more than 3 men down on the line. Bradley back to pass. And that pass is complete to Justin Stevens. Wasn't expecting to have to go that far down the tight end depth chart. All the way at the bottom, there he is. Too wide, too tight. Screen coming. And it is sniffed out by the Irish, but not before Kobach gets 4 yards and a first down.
Well, he falls into it. Yeah. Gotta shut that shit down.
No, Indy Gal, trust me. Down here, nobody cared that it was Romo's number. Trust me.
Nobody cared.
14 yards for a pass over the Mitchell, over to Mitchell. Another first
and over the middle.
They are, yeah. Speaking is hard. That is almost at midfield for Toledo. Bradley in the shotgun, back to pass once again, pulls it down, has
runs
some room
right
across midfield,
conference.
Goes to the 40. Still going to the 45 for a 16-yard gain.
what I don't understand on these quarterback scrambles, if you watch Drew White here, he's just following him. Like, just fucking tackle him. Don't watch him. He's not doing anything. The line of scrimmage is back there.
Looked like he was doing some kind of Latin dance shit over in there. Just hips going every which way. And yeah, got to make up your mind, son. Ball now in the Irish 35. Bradley, play action. Over the middle, complete to Justin Stevens.
All right. So much for under 200 yards.
Yeah, good call, Shane. You fucking jinxed it. Second and two for Toledo. A lot of big bodies out there in this formation. Too tight, too wide.
Mm-hmm.
It is a run over to the right side. Cuts back up the middle. It's Kobach, for a 10-yard gain. Inside the red zone. On the 16 of Notre Dame, we'll see if they can pull out another interception out of their hat. This time, Stewart gets it on the ground, goes inside the 10 with a 7-yard gain. Yeah, I mean, just shades of FSU, man. Just you dominate and you're able to collapse the line, and all of a sudden you just get soft.
Yeah, it's really just, man, just the defensive front just not finishing up the fucking penetration. Like, they're getting in the backfield. They're just not clean. Like, there, Kyle Hamilton finally comes in.
I was going
to
say, you know how you fix that? Kyle Hamilton, who comes in on a blitz and stuffs the run by Stewart.
That needs to be all day, every day. They're down, though.
Third and four. Ball still just inside the Irish 10-yard line. Play action. Bradley pulls it down. They cannot escape. Sack for 3 yards.
He scrambled
Houston
into his left
Griffith,
tackle.
Of all people, got the sack.
Look at him. He's like, wait, look at his, look up. His left guard is still there. Fuck, shit.
Back shit, where am I going?
Where is my guard? All right, block and the kick.
Sad field goal attempts. 30 yards.
Or miss.
Evan Davis is on the kick. And he has the first point. For Toledo, they are off the schneid.
Oh no. Well, we lost, guys. No more shutout.
We can all quit now. We all give up. Yeah. It's worthless.
Oh, these kickoffs are just...
They're atrocious. Man. A lot of room here for Tyree, who goes across to the 27 on that return.
Yeah. I mean, they're giving up 30 yards on average.
A lot bigger.
Oof.
So Irish will take over. On actually the 38-yard line, four wide, three over to Cone's right, and off to Williams, and he's hit right at the line for a loss of two. Daniel Bolden on the tackle.
Again, like, it's these delayed handoffs, these draw plays, like, just give him the fucking
slow.
Ball, man.
It's all slow.
Yeah. Five wide.
You got plenty of speed. Just don't. Five wide, drink. Apparently Cone did, because that pass, talk about slow. Good
wasn't even
Lord.
Caught.
Yeah, it was to Lindsey, and he got hit as soon as he touched the ball.
Ugh.
That is, by my count, the fourth drop pass by the Irish in this game.
And
now Cone gets
sacked.
Ooh, that was ugly.
This is a bad, Judge Culpepper. There's another football name for you, the guy that just made the tackle. Holy shit. You just got judged.
That's a very Catholic thing. I feel like this is all very appropriate right now. Punt is away. It is a hell of a long one, but there is a lot of room. The ball went to the 35. Now across to the 50 goes Maddox. 15-yard return, and they will start in Irish territory.
Yeah, not great, Bob.
Notre Dame comes out with four down linemen. Toledo comes out with three wide. Jet sweep.
Crash it. There you go.
And it is crashed. McKinley Lewis only gets a yard.
Yeah, Clarence Lewis had to come clean that shit up. Man.
Second and nine. False start. There we go. Go to the other side of the 50.
Second and 19. Ooh.
And in the meantime, I got my Cowboys trying to kick a field goal to give Tom Brady a minute 29 to break our hearts.
Field goal's good.
Well, YouTube's lagging on me. Back to passes, Bradley. Back to the actual game here.
Tackle that motherfucker.
And Drew Rossi just gets smacked after catching the ball. 1 yard gain. First catch by the big tight end. Ball is now on the 48. Third and 13 with just over 4 minutes to go in the third. Back to passes. Bradley feeling a little bit of pressure over the middle and dropped. Intended for Kobach. He did not have enough for a first down anyways.
Bat fingered.
And here comes the punt.
All right.
Here's another good football name. Bailey Flint is a Toledo punter.
Man, the state of Ohio just has some fucking legends out there. God damn.
The punt goes well out of the end zone, so the Irish will take over at the 20. Four wide.
Speed option, are you doing this?
Pitch,
okay.
Thank God, if it's actually going to work.
I mean, it
works. You ever seen a speed option where as soon as the play starts, it was pitched? You might as well just run a sweep at that point.
Right. I mean, if you ever came at me with Jack Cohn running fucking speed option, I would just ignore him entirely.
Hand off up the gut. A lot of conservative play right now. 3 yard game from Kyron Williams. That'll be an Irish first down. We'll see if anything changes.
Yeah, we need to see him bomb it, man. Reestablish that shit. Where's Kevin
Ball's
Austin?
On the Irish 32-yard line for a while. This time they'll pass.
There you go.
And it goes to Austin over to the right side, and he is dragging defenders across midfield.
He tracked somebody for like 12 yards.
Let's see if we can figure out where that is. We need a better angle than this. Well, let's see. It looks like...
So, all right, we've got five.
Yeah, about 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah. Man.
Now the Irish take over on Toledo's 48 after that nice man catch by Kevin Austin.
Got a lot of one-on-ones.
Oh, and the screen comes over to the left side, and Wilkins uses his blockers and plows ahead for another first down.
Yeah, that extra effort, that reach, I mean, it's also something you almost never see in the sim.
Things always remain weird.
Yeah.
Head off over to the left side. And the sweep happened this time only for 2 yards.
Yeah.
Clock is still moving. Ball is still moving forward. Second and 8. Irish have the ball at 34.
Gotta take 6 on this fucking drive. I mean, it's moving so well.
5 wide drink. 4 of them are over to the left side.
1-on-1 up top. 1-on-1.
And Kevin Austin again shucking defenders for a first down. 8 yard
game.
Taking
them. Get out of my way.
He has only had 3 catches, but man, oh man, has he made each of them count and look spectacular.
Yeah.
Power formation here, under center, 2 tight ends.
False start.
And somebody jumped.
False start.
Oh, they nearly picked Brady off, damn it.
Should've.
Diggs, you son of a bitch, you had it. Oh, oh, back to this game. 1st and 15. Ball is on the 30. 4 wide. 3 over to Cone's right.
They're doubling Kevin Austin.
Another speed. Cone is going.
Cone is going.
4 yard gain. Cone said, "You want to ignore me, motherfucker? 4 yards. Look at me go.
I will make you pay."
Unbelievable.
Wow.
2 wide, 2 tight. Go to the shotgun. He's going again.
Jesus Christ.
Straight power run.
Just insulting the Toledo defense.
Do it again. It's 3rd and 2. Let Cone take you to the promised land.
Dude, I mean, please.
Oh, no. The fun's over.
No more good times.
Oh, just dropped for an absolute loss there.
He definitely should have pitched that one.
Oh, my God. That was a hilarious string of events.
God damn it.
Oh, God. Oh,
man. Can we work Jack No into this season? Because
a 38-yard field goal is good. And it's just... 4th field goal of the game. It's Jonathan Dorr. I can't breathe. I'm laughing so hard.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Dorr's kick is away, and it should not be returned, will not be returned.
Good.
1:16 left to go in the third quarter. Toledo takes over at their own 25. 3 wide. Handoff. going to the right side. We got a flag, but that run didn't go much of anywhere. Let's see what the flag is.
A hold.
Oh, face mask on the Irish.
Even better.
Heinisch. That sucks.
Yeah, I guess technically it would still be Tommy No, the RNDTJC.
Yeah, because he's calling the calls.
Yeah. But I just, I mean, you know, just Jack, though. Come on, don't do that.
And hey, look, Toledo's going to try it. It ain't, oh my God.
My chest hurt.
Clarence Lewis just came in and laid the boom on Bradley.
He's going to taste that one tomorrow.
Lots of power, all the tight ends here. Oh,
yeah, keep the ball, dumbass.
The
go ahead.
The coordinators are trying to out-stupid each other. J.D. Bertrand gets his first tackle for loss. What are they doing?
He's like,
they just
want to
run
the
past big, slow quarterbacks.
The past few times I've kept it, they've ignored me, so, you know.
Oof. Third and 13, 30 seconds left to go here in the third.
Yeah, and he changed the
play.
And
the pass is complete, but not nearly enough for Bryce Mitchell. It'll be fourth and eight. We'll see how desperate Toledo is.
Not yet. No. Sim logic. Won't do it yet.
Ooh. Almost was offside there. Flint's punt is away. Tyree gets this just by his 15. Goes across to the 25. Almost to the 30.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Give me some OPI on the Bucks, Raph. Back to Sim World. Hand off to Williams. 8-yard gain, second and two.
At least the fake version of one of your teams is kicking ass.
This is true. 26-3 as we head to the fourth quarter. Oh, my God. That is such a... Oh, that's... Oh, fuck you, refs.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
I was like, he's got a minute 30. I know how this is going to end. Cohen is back to pass. He ran way out of time. He cannot take that long. Hines gets the second tackle for loss, and this one is a sack.
Like, Sim Jack Cohn, one of the problems he's had, even in the first Sim, he just can't let go of the fucking ball. Like, at least Ian Book, Sim Ian Book, especially, toss that shit away all the time. Jack has yet to do that.
Well, let's see if he wises up on third and 10. He's got two backs in the backfield, throws over the middle, and that is not nearly enough for Kevin Austin. 6 yards won't do it. Three and out for the Irish.
Yeah, wasted possession, honestly. Just did less than the minimum with it.
Randle will put it away. The kick is away for Stewart. He gets it at the 25, across to the 30, about to the 33. Excuse me, Maddox. Forgot. Stewart's only on kickoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make real big letters. That's the punt returner. Bradley in the shotgun with three wide. Handoff. Oh, Kyle Hamilton just got sunned.
Just.
He came in for the kill, and Bertrand had to clean it up after Hamilton got shucked.
Yeah, it happens.
Three wide, pistol formation for Toledo. First time we've seen that all game long. Bradley back to pass. Throws over the middle, and that one is complete to Isaiah Winstead.
I'm
this
sorry,
is only his
but...
second receive, reception of the game.
Yeah, I'm seeing just Tariq Bracey was in a position to just put his fucking hands in the air and intercept that ball.
Bradley pulls the ball down and he is met very
real
quickly.
Slow.
Ramon Henderson
real
spying
slow.
Of all people. Second and seven. Ball approaching midfield on the 47-yard line. Bradley back to pass, pulls it down, gets hit. And that is another sack for MTA.
Yeah, I mean, cool. That's what you want to do. No problem here.
He basically ran right into where MTA was waiting. Thank you. Heinisch would have cleaned him up had MTA not gotten there.
Yeah, no, he was going to get the sack, period.
Another third down, third and 12. Toledo has only converted one out of 12 so far. Back to pass, screen coming.
Yeah.
There are some blockers and there are people running past the ball carrier Kobach, but it's only a 3-yard gain. Yeah. Toledo will have to punt it again, but desperation is set in. Never mind. On their own 45, they will go for it.
It is time.
And it passes away. It is complete. Drew Rossi. 19-yard gain. Nobody was on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle Hamilton, he had one catch earlier. They ignored his ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton just was not expecting that to actually be a thing.
Yeah.
They tested at least Kyle he was and there. Worked. Four wide, three over to the right side. Ball is on the Irish 35. Back to pass, pulls it down. Across to the 25, excuse me. And another big game by Carter Bradley.
Pulling it down. I feel like as bad as their quarterback has been, he has been the most consistent runner, weirdly.
we are staring at a potential backdoor cover here, Shane.
Son of a bitch.
The spread is 17. If they score a TD, they could go up
by
only 16. Another sack, though. Trying to make it interesting is Jack Kaiser, his first sack of the night. That is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4 sacks on the night for the Irish.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, they've at least got another one in them. He's trying to run, and his line's not giving him any room to gain yards.
Second and 16, three-man rush.
Crush.
And the three-man rush crush, gets home, and Klosky gets this one.
There's the other sack. See?
Yep, you called it, and there's the fifth sack of the night. He just straight up kicked his guy's ass.
No, yeah, Foskey said move, excuse me. If it weren't for him, I mean, he had help.
Well, all of a sudden, things looking a lot more comfortable on third and 24. Three wide, Bradley back to pass.
They're going to get pressure again.
He gets sacked again. Third sack of the night for MTA.
MTA is murdering that ass. That's what MTA stands for. Look at that.
Official nickname.
Murdering that ass.
Well, it is now fourth and 32 with 4:50 left to go in the game. They got no choice but to go for it.
Let's see it.
Ball's on the Irish 39. Rest in peace, Bradley. Here they come again.
Shock me.
He is going to get sacked.
He got sacked 4 downs in a row.
It may have been MTA again.
I think it was.
Trying to see who...
Who gets the credit?
Who's 56? That is Howard Cross for the second sack.
Damn. 4 straight plays, 4 straight sacks. Turnover on downs.
Well, now it is just a matter of running this one out with 4:36 left to go.
Let's see another pass. Oh, you know what? Might as well try it. Yep,
people
there you
paid
go.
For this.
There you go.
Passes incomplete over the middle. Second and 10. Just run the freaking ball, please.
Please. Please start getting cute.
Three wide. There we go. There's a handoff. Williams gets 2 yards. Now you can pass it.
Yeah. Third and 8 now. It makes sense.
You got to utilize that 4-minute offense. Come on.
Yeah, they're expecting it, and you're better at it. Go for it.
Now they're going to run it. Watch. Speed off.
Do a fucking delayed handoff counter.
Yeah, they're
are you really killing clock?
Oh, no. See? Just a straight handoff. Look at that. It was a counter, Shane. Mm-hmm. Nothing like doing a slower developing run.
Yeah, you know, on third and 8, when you'd like to kill the clock, super, super good idea.
Well, Toledo will get this with probably about 3:45 left to go by the time it gets them, depending on how much time Bramley bleeds the clock. Nope. They don't bleed much.
All right.
This kick is away.
Sky
at the 15 is Maddox, and he just goes nowhere.
Jeez.
And here comes the I need an ice bath replay for Bradley.
Yeah. I mean, he is just a bruised, battered corpse at this point. I mean, he's almost like a sack machine. Please sack me. He's got a sign on his back. Eight sacks.
Eight sacks.
I apparently, let's see, did I miscount? Who did I not give one to? Five, six. Yeah, I missed one. I only have seven.
I think you must have missed one on the four straight downs. Caught.
Oh, Bracy had a chance at a pick, but he deflects it. Second and 10. 3:43 left to go in the game. Four wide for Toledo. Bradley in the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Back to pass. Throws well short. And a nice, nice open field tackle there. That was Clarence Lewis on the tackle. It'll be third and one, so trying to make him earn it.
Right,
crowd's starting to come somewhat alive here. Still only one third down conversion, and they got two.
They ran
his ass.
It'll
be Bradley keeping it on the read option for a 10-yard gain.
10-yard rush. I mean, Carter Bradley has
9 yards
rushing on the day.
Four wide, three over to the right side. Bradley back to pass over the middle. Ooh. Oh, man. Cam, turn around and look.
Make a catch. Don't just put your hands up.
Three down linemen. Drink. Second and 10.
Oh, fuck.
And it's a run. But it's going nowhere thanks to Drew White. 1 yard loss, in fact.
He stopped that run.
For loss.
He stopped that run over an offensive lineman in the way.
The offensive lineman went down first, which is probably the most impressive part about that tackle. Third and 11 for Toledo.
Three down.
Three down linemen. Three rush. Bradley has time. Throws it. Picked off.
And yeah. Come on.
Houston Griffith gets his second interception of the game. Just a defensive clinic.
Just a mess. I mean, that the ball was just a stinky, wet floater. Just a horrible fart. It was nasty.
And Notre Dame will be in kill clock mode now as Williams gets 4 yards, second and six. There'll be about 2 minutes left by the time this ball is snapped. But yeah, I mean, three interceptions, Shane, 8 sacks for the Irish.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
holy
not a whole
Toledo.
Lot of points. Not a, yeah, holy Toledo. Not a whole lot of points on the board. Williams gets 4 yards. It'll be third and two. But they're covering. They're getting the job done. And I think more importantly, the defense stepped up in a big way that they really needed to after this really weird performance at FSU.
They are doing the job for sure. I will say, man, they need to work. They need to still figure out personnel alignments. What is appropriate? You know, there's still too much three down line shit. They're occasionally accounting for the quarterback, but not recognizing that that is what they're doing. They want to run him. So they're not spying him. Like, it's just a little bit needs cleaning up, but definitely much improved.
And on those last couple of plays, Kyron Williams got 8 yards for the first down, got another handoff going nowhere. Notre Dame is still running it, despite the fact there's 10 seconds left because Toledo has timeouts. But they seem very fine not to use them. This will be
one
the
last
end of the
play.
Game. And Tyree gets this one for no gain. And there you have it. 26-3 is your final. We have an Irish cover. We all know great teams cover.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
I mean,
Sim, 1-0 against the spread. Just saying.
Yeah.
Houston Griffith, your player of the game with those two interceptions. He had a sack, too. That's the one I missed.
What?
That's the one I missed.
Okay. Yeah. Toledo. Yeah, this was just, you know, you want at least this kind of get right game, right? You want this kind of performance to see, you know, after the likes of FSU, you get the young guys involved, you immediately go to Lorenzo Styles after he moves up in the world, you know, as a result of the depth chart changes. You basically show your opponent that, yeah, we had a little drama. Yeah, we had some injuries. Did it matter? Did it matter? It did not.
It did not. And thanks, RND TJC, for giving the last $6 for this racket. Pick this over the actual game. I love where your priorities are at. I agree, Shane. They bounce back. And hopefully we are able to see something similar go down in Notre Dame Stadium. I'd love to see more points, personally. I think there were some points left on the field in the sim. Definitely some drop passes. If I had my count, four drop passes. One of those was for a touchdown by Kevin Austin. So there was still a lot that could have been done. But Kyron Williams, the rushing game, gets back on track. He has over 80 yards. I believe that's 82 is what he ended up at. And Jonathan Doerr, let's not forget about him. 4 for 4 on the day for field goals. But if something does want to give you concern about the line, or rather about the offense, is giving up 3 sacks on the day. But some of that, I think, Cone really holding onto the ball that far, far too long.
I think it's a bigger reflection of Cone maybe thinking he had more time, probably feeling confident that he could figure out, you know, an option and then just holding it too long. I would assume, or I would attribute it to more Cone than the offensive line. I mean, you know, when you're getting sacked after, you know, for 8 yards, 7 yards, 3 different times, it's because you're holding the ball. Yeah.
Well, there we go. That sim wasn't full of nightmares. So, honestly, that makes me feel a little bit better about this, better about the money that goes to Peacock to watch this game. So thank you for enjoying this. For everybody that enjoyed our little bits of a joke, which effectiveness, who knows? But we had fun doing it. I had fun not getting sued by NBC.
Yeah. God. Yeah. So long as we're not Brian Kelly explaining the fucking joke, I think we're fine.
Yeah. We're in favor of it, Shane. We're in favor of it. And with that, thank you very much, all of you, for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Make sure to give us a follow here on Twitch and the sub, just for the heck of it now. We're not going to charge you for anything else. Discord, herlittlesons.com/discord. And of course, you can always find us in our home at herlittlesons.com. Thank y'all for watching. Until next time, y'all, go Irish, beat Rockets, have a good one.